This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. A targeted attack by two gunmen at an Orthodox Jewish store left six people dead and a city in mourning. Find out more after this break. The novelization of the latest Kendrick Brothers movie is the perfect gift this holiday season. Inspired by the words and prayers of a newfound friend, reluctant cross-country coach John Harrison becomes the least likely coach, helping the least likely runner attempt the impossible in the biggest race of the year. When you find your identity in the one who created you, it will change your whole perspective. What do you allow to define you? Stop by overcomernovel.com to buy the book based on the hit movie Overcomer and to unlock exclusive content. That's overcomernovel.com. A deadly gun battle that killed six people in Jersey City is believed to be a targeted attack on a Jewish kosher deli, reports say. On Tuesday, December 10th, surveillance video revealed gunmen arriving at the store, getting out of their car, and shooting into the deli, according to Mayor Stephen Fulop. The kosher supermarket is known as a place where around 100 Orthodox Jewish families regularly gather, according to USA Today. Fulop says police feel comfortable it was a targeted attack on the Jewish kosher deli, telling reporters, "We could see the van moving through Jersey City streets slowly. The perpetrator stopped in front of there, calmly opened the door with two long rifles, him and the other perpetrator, and began firing from the street into the facility." Before arriving at the deli, police initially engaged the shooters at a nearby cemetery. The shooters stole a U-Haul truck and drove to the deli, where the gunfight continued. Both shooters were eventually shot and killed by police after 2 hours. Six victims were killed in the attack, including a police officer named Detective Joseph Seals. Two other officers and a civilian were also injured in the shootout. While the situation was still developing, the New Jersey State PBA sent out a tweet asking for prayers, writing, "Today is a horrific day. Officers have come under attack and we have several wounded. Our hearts are heavy and the violence is not over. We need prayers." Continue to pray for Jersey City and for the victims and their families following this tragic act of violence. And if you appreciate this story, you can find many more stories, books, and resources at shop.charismamag.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.